Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 28, 2023. From fear to trembling. A man is created from the material of the desire to enjoy, therefore, he is constantly worried about whether he will be able to get pleasure. A person is concerned about this every moment of his life. A person feels some kind of deficiency and fears that he will not be able to fill it. He is like a bunny always hiding under a bush and trembling with fear. The fear of not getting what we want lives in us, all the time. This is our nature of the desire to enjoy, which is based on fear. But when we correct ourselves, we must move from fear to trembling. This is something completely different. I am afraid that I will not be able to give to the Creator, I will not be able to draw near Him, to become like Him, to fulfill His desire. He has been guiding me and giving me exercises all my life, and I am afraid I will not feel it and will not connect with Him correctly. Fear is anxiety about my own existence, and trembling is anxiety about whether I will give pleasure to the Creator. The main task of a person is to achieve such trembling. This is the very first commandment. The feeling that everything comes from the Creator and there is none else besides Him is the root of the right trembling from which one already comes to wisdom, attainment, and correct fulfillment. The source of trembling of the Creator is in Bina, and above Bina is Hochma, wisdom. And even higher is Keter, the full governance of the Creator over all reality. Therefore, it is possible to enter the Gar, the higher Sephirot Bina, Hochma, and Keter, only through Bina, which is called trembling. There are different stages of fear. At the initial stages, a person worries about himself, about what will happen to him and what he will not have, and he is afraid of punishment. And so he goes through all the fears until he rises to true trembling when he is afraid whether he will be able to please the Creator. And in order to come to trembling before the Creator, a person needs proper work with his friends. Where is the root of all fears? Will I be able to help my friends? Will I be able to feel their help for me or not? All work on spiritual development revolves around mutual guarantee. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, January 23, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. Introduction to the Book of Zohar. Acting for the sake of others. Question: what does it mean to act for the sake of others? For example, a factory worker stands behind a machine for 12 hours. Does he work for others? Or, let's say a teacher at school teaches children. Is it for the sake of others? Answer: no. Action for the sake of others is an intention and not the action itself. I can work 20 hours a day, but it does not mean anything. Why am I doing this? If it is for the benefit of others and this is my motivation, then I am doing good. But if I work 20 hours a day to earn $1 million, then I am not doing anyone any good. Question: does it mean that we need to have some kind of device to check this intention? Answer: we do not have such a device. We cannot measure a person's inner efforts. We cannot measure his thoughts. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, January 8, 2023. The third exile from spirituality. While working on themselves at the level of the Second Temple, the people of Israel tried to do everything possible to stay on it, but egoism grew because the ego that contained all of humanity was not corrected, since humanity was still developing egoistically. Therefore, the developing egoism affected the Jews, and they could not remain at the same level of benevolent interaction with each other. Their condition is represented by the wars with the Romans and the Greeks, but in fact these were internal wars of the people of Israel. The fall occurred under the influence of egoistic desires, the Greek ones, in ideology, and Roman ones, in action. Of course, this is not about the Greeks and the Romans, because we are talking only about the internal states of the same group of Abraham. Eventually they fell from the level of the Second Temple, Do not do to the other what is hateful to you, were completely disconnected from any kind mutual actions, and became like ordinary people. This means that they were captured not by the Egyptians or Babylonians, but by humanity in general, which was disconnected from all spiritual categories. This is the next, most difficult stage, the third exile from spirituality. The Jews entered it gradually and lost their previous degree. This continued for many years and ended in the 16th century in the time of Re. From CabTVs I got a call. History of the Jewish People, May 4, 2014. Outside time. Question: there are 31,556,926 seconds in a year. How would you advise spending these seconds in the most efficient way? Answer: there is no need to think about it. You need to think about how you fill your time. The main thing is to understand what you exist for so that every moment of your life will be filled with the mission you live for. Suppose the main thing for you is the dissemination of the science of Kabbalah. You should measure your time and your success by this parameter. Question: precisely regarding the results, right? Answer: of course. In the corporeal world, we do an action, and after a while, we see the result. But in the spiritual world, because all actions are performed in relation to the Creator, the action itself is already a result and a fulfillment. Therefore, time does not exist there, it does not stretch. Question: suppose, now I'm making a program with you and the result of it will come after some time, then, is the reception of the filling delayed? Answer: you are cutting time. But if you would receive fulfillment right now, then time would not exist for you. Question: that is, a Kabbalist lives outside of time, right? Answer: in general, yes. From CabTV's Spiritual States, December 25, 2022.